show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I'm looking at a big screen. I got a big, huge screen in my home studio, and I can see everybody's face. And when some comedians sit in the seat that Heather's in right now, sometimes it kind of looks upwards. And she comes in during the break there, and there's a big bottle, her water bottle or Coke bottle, sit right there in front of your face. And I say, move that bottle so I can see your face. And then Todd realized what I said. So is that what happened when you got drunk? Did the cops say that to you? Move that bottle so I see your face.
Yeah, no, I wish.
Who'd you go to New York with? Just you and your husband, right?
No, we took our three youngest. So,
you did. But your youngest are not, how old are they?
18, 17, 16.
So they've seen mom hammered. Okay.
Yeah. So. Well, so we went to the Colbert Show, and they were at MJ the Musical. They went and saw that while we were doing the other
thing.
They
did something different. Okay, I got it.
Right. Yeah. So we were like kids.
Oh, the Michael Jackson thing.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, they loved it.
I'm sure they did. Yeah.
Yeah, they had a great time. But like we were, like that was our night.
They showed what kind of song they played during the molestation period of that. Yeah. Of that
I don't know. We didn't go.
You'll have to ask the kids.
I saw that show, and it's more just like he's like under a lot of pressure and being attacked.
I don't remember what the song was, but that's what they.
A bunch of paparazzi flashes and stuff.
They reference it
a little bit.
Oh, okay. I have to ask my kids about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we went back to the hotel after the show and just stopped at the bar, and again, like we hadn't eaten. And
here's a qualifier. Here we go. Frickin' eat before you booze. Come on.
I wasn't planning. We were just going to go get something to eat, but then we ran into two couples that were at the show, and then we started like talking and got to drinking, and then mommy just kept drinking, and I got.
What does mommy drink at the bar in New York City?
This was a Jungle Bird, which I felt weird ordering from a black woman.
I can understand.
What is in a Jungle Bird?
It was like pineapple rum, and then some other stuff,
The other stuff was
no. I think it was like mixers.
Okay, that'll put you down, man. Rum. How many Jungle Birds
four.
You had?
Four.
Four.
They were so good, and they went down so easy.
I know those.
And so did you.
Right. So I was, so me and this other lady would step outside to like vape, or she smoked, I vaped. And so, it was at the end of the night.
Were they trying to swap? Was this couple trying to swap?
No. Okay. They had, Paul had pulled them up, and they were from Iowa, Bellevue, just south of Dubuque. And
so you walked up and said, hey, we're in the same area. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So when they sat down, I'm like, Iowa, Omaha, you know. I was like, and she was nicer than the Minnesota lady. She was very, so we were having a great time with them. And so then last time I went out there, and Tate had already gone up to the room, and she was going to let me in because you had to get a key for everything. So I was kind of like waiting for her to come back in so she could let me into the elevator.
Right.
And then we're just, and all of a sudden, I think my like blood sugar, I think not eating the blood sugar, and I just started to like,
you have the best excuses I've ever heard. So you didn't even have pretzels or nothing in your belly?
No, nothing. And I normally that'll mess you up, stop at two, and this, I just kept like, I was having a good time and did not, you know. I start to go down, and she's like, and she kind of helps me.
Oh, your knees start to give out.
And so I'm like, I start to like literally black out. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to just sit down before I fall down. And then I kind of got up to do it. And then they were like helping me back in the hotel. And then I went down again. Like, I was like, oh God, I just kneel down. And then They got me up to my room, but I felt so bad because it was like the doormen were there, and they're like, "Does she need water?" And they were like, "No, she'll be, whatever." And I remember she was just like, I just remember thinking, "Lock in," you could do this.
Felt like an Olympic sprinter.
Like lock my knees in, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, like lock it in. Like my daughter always says, "Lock in, Heather." So anyway, so I'm like, I get up to the room. So the rest of the trip, I'm trying to remember which door guy it was that helped me, and if it was more than one, so I could tip him. Okay, and here's the thing. They all were a middle.
Where was your husband at in this? Is he helping you up too?
No, because he had already gone up to the room before. So he missed all of this.
Oh,
I wouldn't say he missed it, Bob.
I'm surprised he lets you alone at bars.
I know. Yeah, he's probably trying to get out before the crap hits the fan, and he doesn't. He's like, he just claims he doesn't know me. Yeah. Right, right. Yeah. So so I can't also ask like which one it was because I am also like, okay, so the doormen were mostly of Middle Eastern descent.
Right.
And I don't want to be like, it's not because I can't tell you apart. It's because I was drunk. That sort of thing doesn't fly. Right.
All Middle Eastern guys look the same.
There's no good way to say that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I had too many jungle birds.
Those
that
do look
already
good.
Felt weird.
Are you looking at them, Nick?
Yeah.
What's in it again?
Sweet and sour, dark rum Campari. Is that how you pronounce
it? It's actual drink or something.
Pineapple juice,
in your hotel?
Lime juice, and simple syrup. Did it look?
It's an actual drink, or you're just your hotel beta?
Right.
The hotel. It was like their signature.
Are you a
drink.
Veteran of the dark rum?
Yeah. All the rum. I didn't know there wasn't
all the rum.
Like,
all
you never go black, you never go back. That's what that sounded like, doesn't it? Yeah.
I didn't know how hard that hits you. I'm not a rum drinker.
It's like a classic.
Well, it does. My famous puking story was Rum Runners at the beach years ago, and I didn't eat either. Heather, right? But I drank a ton of those.
For as experienced a drinkers as you both are, you'd think you'd know you need some food.
But no,
the projectile vomiting on Rum Runners is all the sweetness mixture.
Do
a
they
lot
still?
Of rum.
Well, Tyler,
sell
you blame
the,
it on the mixer.
Yeah,
the 151. That's rum, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Bacardi.
I don't think they sell that specific one, but there is overproof rum you can still buy.
Yeah. You think
do you drink rum and Coke? I know you love Coke.
Slipped you some of that?
Heather, do you drink rum and Coke?
Ooh, I do rum and diets. I'll do rum and diet Cokes.
So was this a night for you? How'd you feel the next morning? Were you hungover?
I know, I was fine. In fact, I think it was really just the blood sugar because we went to eat later that, like 20 minutes later.
Fell down, you still
got. Yeah.
Okay.
I popped up and then I took a shower and. And then just got dressed, and we went and got some really good food. And
do you walk by the same door guy? They're like, "Is that her?"
Stop and tell him, like, "Thank you, I'm okay. You know, I just need to get some food." And then couldn't still clock his face quick enough to remember with that guy the next day.
Did he recognize you, or did he think all white women from the Midwest look the same?
I hope so. I hope he thought it was a lady from Minnesota.
How was the show? Did you end up doing that show?
That
you do a comedy? Oh, did you set?
I did. It was crazy. It was a place called the One and One. It was in kind of lower Manhattan, and it was
open mic or what?
No, it was a guest spot on a legit show, but it was the venue was kind of hostile.
Yeah.
To you or everybody?
No, like to the fact that there was a show going on. Like it was just like not. And there was a lady that was drunk, and she couldn't be shut up.
Were they listening to you?
Yeah, I sped run through it, and I was like, by that point, there was nothing beneficial other than saying, "Oh, I got to do a show in New York."
One of those showcases, comedy. What would you do? Five, six, seven minutes.
It was supposed to be 10, and then I think they started so late, they just cut everybody.
You had to get some laughs. You're a funny lady.
I think I did. Like most of the people there at that point were just the other comics on the show that outnumbered the audience like 3-1.
Did you know any of the other comics?
No. It was a referral from a friend. So that was the first time meeting all of them.
Oh, cool.
And it was fine. It was, I was glad I did it, but it was just a chaotic.
But you could say you've done comedy in
New York City. Awesome. Right. There you go. Have you seen the movie yet? The one I watched, what was it called again?
Is This Thing On?
Yeah,
is
it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You'd like it.
Oh, no. The one with, what's his face?
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. I've not seen that yet.
It's pretty good. And who hosted that? Who directed it? Oh,
Bradley Cooper.
And Bradley Cooper's in it, too. He plays his best friend. Against type, though. He's not like a stud in this. But, yeah, it's a good movie. It's not all based about stand-up. That's what gets his mojo back after he's getting a divorce. But it's just more of a drama.
Where it becomes unbelievable.
I know.
The guy starts doing stand-up to get mojo back after a divorce?
I thought so, too, Nick, because he had never done it. And like it's the only thing I didn't like is that he's kind of telling a story about his life in the beginning. And I'm thinking, no, a crowd is not laughing at this. And they're saying, get off the stage, you know. But they treat it like he's really interesting. But we're all a little spoiled though. We all see too much comedy, you know. But otherwise, it's a good movie.
So you just can't identify with his life being reinvigorated by stand-up comedy? Is that what you're saying, Nick?
Pretty much.
Yeah, Nick retired.
Explain this to me.
I know what'll save this. Open mics.
That's what I mean. He does. Now, Grant, I think they alluded to the fact where he doesn't do that well in the movie. But like I said, it's more about his relationship with his wife and his family and everything. It's pretty good.
Laura Dern's.
I recommend
Laura Dern's
it.
The wife, right?
Is it free yet? Oh, that's all. Peyton Manning's in it. That's right. I told Nick's not going to watch it. You're going to watch it just to see Peyton Manning show up.
I'll check it out for his David
Tennant. And he's not Peyton Manning. He's acting.
Right. He's such a good actor. That Peyton Manning, so funny.
It's almost a serious role.
Oh, he's pretty rangy.
Yeah.
You'll see more of him, I'm sure.
He gets that from his forehead. Hey-o!
Yeah, you probably couldn't shoot a movie scene where the comic is just eating it, because that just makes everyone uncomfortable.
Right. 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 But there's been so many comedy movies. I mean, the original one was
unless the comic,
the Tom Hanks one from '88, that was brutal.
That's
man.
Eating it is on stage and you know that person and he or she's been funny before. Then it's hilarious.
Then that's the best.
Yeah.
Oh, you're
so
the
you guys
punchline.
Are out, you're out eating it this weekend. Where are you at, Nick?
Yeah. Backswing Brewing Saturday night. Do it. Blaze the Mike Show with Gary Curtis and Heather Jones.
Heather Jones, okay.
You're running out of opportunities to watch Nick eat it. Don't miss out.
No. You got the radio for that, too.
Yeah, I can still eat it in the morning.
Sure. We all eat it in the morning once in a while. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.